So one of the points that I want to make is that, you know, when you think about theory, you probably think about like Einstein or Newton and equations maybe or something like that. And that's certainly true, but modern theories are much, much more complicated than just a simple equation. If you want to describe a complicated phenomena like air flowing around an airplane wing or what's going on with how an epidemic spreads or how the neurons in a brain, signal each other to do something, or particle physics, or the evolution of the universe, or how proteins fold. These get to be quite complicated, but we still have mechanisms, scientific theories that describe them. But more and more, they get put on computers. You code them up, you describe what you want to do, and you can simulate them. So really, simulators are kind of the modern version of theories. You know, it's like conceptually the same idea as a theory, just a lot more complicated, a lot more moving parts, and allows experts of different, with different kinds of expertise to come together to describe the same phenomena.